The Arizona State Board of Education yesterday voted unanimously to place a financially challenged South Phoenix school district into receivership. KJZZ's Mariana Dale was at that board meeting, and she joins us now. Good morning, Mariana.
Hi, Lauren.
Before we go any further, Mariana, tell us, where is the Murphy School District? What's it like?
So about 1,400 kids attend the district's four schools. Like we said, it's in South Phoenix, and between 76 and 95% of those students qualify for a free or reduced price lunch. Now, here's how Interim Superintendent Lori Black describes the district.
It's a very small community, very vocal community. A lot of community members work there, so there's emotion tied to it.
Black says that's actually might have what contributed to some of the problems in the district. Too many decisions have been fueled by emotions and personal feelings rather than what's best for the district.
I get the sense that it's been an eventful year for the neighborhood and for the district. So tell us, walk us through a little bit of what's happened in Murphy.
Well, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas actually summed it up this way at Monday's meeting.
No offense to anybody in Murphy, but it's just very dysfunctional at this point in time.
So for years, the district has been losing students in the hundreds, but what's been most concerning is the district's recent financial troubles. The Maricopa County School Superintendent's Office reports it found out Murphy could exceed its budget starting last summer. And that's when their chief financial officer at the time quit. The district really hit a breaking point in January when the district realized it was going to be more than $2 million over budget. For much of the school year, there's been only two governing board members, which isn't really enough to get anything done or provide substantial leadership in the district. And their last superintendent, Jose Diaz, resigned, or rather retired, in March.
So despite this turmoil, the district has been able to reduce its deficit from that $2 million to closer to $500,000. Mariana, how was it able to do that?
So unfortunately, the district didn't just find $1.5 million lying around. That savings was scraped together by a dedicated group of district employees and really volunteers from the community that stepped up to help. For example, Bill Moss, he's a former chief financial officer from the West Valley. He volunteered his expertise after he read that the district might not be able to pay its teachers earlier this year. He helped them close out some purchase orders, maybe decide not to get some things that they might have needed. That was a way to save money. Eric Buckmaster is a former governing board member who also volunteered his expertise to the district.
We are moving forward. We are taking action. We are doing the best that we can right now with the resources that we do have.
So what does all of this mean? What's next?
So receivership. A receiver is essentially a consultant who's going to go into the district and investigate their finances and then create a plan to help the district become solvent again, basically not be operating in the red anymore. And the receiver's decisions override any of those that the district superintendent makes or that the governing board might make. So all things financial, the receiver is pretty much the boss now. So the firm that the board elected to hire is called Simon Consulting. They're going to be Murphy's receiver. I actually saw their managing director after the meeting. He wasn't going to make a comment for us, but I saw that he was actively trying to recruit folks to help work on writing the district. So we might see him hire some of those other characters who had previously volunteered their time. And appointing a receiver is a pretty severe and fairly uncommon move for the Board of Education to make. Mm-hmm. There's only one other school district in Arizona that's currently under this kind of supervision. That's Cedar Creek in Northern Arizona. And to get out of a receivership, a district has to prove, among other things, that it's financially solvent again, at least for a year.
All right, that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thank you for your reporting on this.
You're welcome.